This episode is going to be a little bit different. Typically, when I publish an episode, I talk about skin types, skin conditions, how to put together a good skincare routine, and I particularly love talking about skincare ingredients. However, I've been getting a lot of questions from my fans about the products that I personally use on my skin. So I thought I'll put together an episode where I will talk about all the different products I currently use. And I've also published it on YouTube where you can watch the video and see the products that I use. You can find a link to my YouTube episode in the show notes. So buckle up, this is going to be a big episode. I'm going to reveal all my secrets to keeping the skin looking youthful and younger for longer. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Skincare Teacher Beauty Tip Show, brought to you by JanaElston.com. In this show, you will discover skincare and beauty tips that absolutely work. I'm Jana Elston, a qualified beauty therapist, skincare educator and blogger, and in this show, I will share my experts' insights into the best beauty treatments that will transform your skin. Tune in each week to learn how to look after your skin and manage skin conditions, including a sensitized skin, acne, aging, or pigmentation. Do you want to see what skin experts use to keep their skin looking younger? Well, check out my skincare haul. In this video, I'm going to take you through the skincare routine I use on my skin personally to keep my skin looking younger for longer. I also use these products for my clients. So full disclosure, I work with these products. So you'll notice as I go through these products, they're all from one particular brand. This is the brand that I trust. I have used for many years and I've seen fantastic results. So if you would like to use products to keep your skin looking younger for longer, stick around. I'm going to take you through the products that I have used in the past, that I'm currently using, and the products I've just purchased to change up my skincare routine to keep the skin looking fresh and youthful. I will be talking about my cleansing routine, the serums I use, and the moisturizers and the sunscreen. I did not include makeup. I can make a separate video if you wish. Please pop it in the comments below if you'd like me to talk about the youthful makeup skincare routine that I do. You may find it useful, and I have some great tips for you. So in the meantime, let's get stuck into it. Let's talk about the cleansing routine. So I've just repurchased this product here, which is the cleansing oil by Soches. I absolutely love it. The cleansing oil can be used on the eye makeup. I love a red lipstick. So I like high pigmented lipsticks. It just brightens my day and it just makes me feel great. So I need a really good heavy duty makeup remover to help to remove that makeup. I love mascara. I probably put about 5 layers of mascara every day to fill out my lashes because my lashes are almost non-existent. They're short and they're sparse. So I need volume and I need length. So I need a good mascara. And I can talk about that later as well if you'd like me to do a separate video on that. But this cleansing oil I absolutely love. So I've just repurchased it because it hit the bottom. How I use it, I'll apply a little bit to the eye area and lips, then add water, emulsify, and then rinse off. And then I'll do that again all over the skin, all over the face to remove the makeup from my face. It is beautiful and gentle and silky, very light fragrance. Soches, this is the brand that I use, has very light natural fragrances because it's all based on botanical extract. So I don't like highly fragranced products. And I don't like fragrance-free products. That's just my personal opinion. That's just my personal preference. I'm a European. I love luxury products. I love things that feel and smell beautiful. But it's very subtle, so it's not going to be overpowering. And, of course, it's organic, so it's natural, certified organic, so it's good for your skin. So great product. If you would like to try it, I would highly recommend it. Now, I use that to remove my makeup. I do a double cleanse every day, and I use a milky cleanser. Now, milky cleansers are kinder and gentler to your skin, especially as your skin is aging. Foaming cleansers, cleansing bars, maybe too stripping and drying on the skin, particularly as you're aging, you need something a little bit more gentle. And I absolutely love this. Clarity Milk by Sotheby's. I do have a little bit of rosacea on my skin, so Australian sun is really tough on the skin here, and most people in Australia have a little bit or more developed rosacea. So I use the Clarity Milk to help to manage my rosacea, keep the skin nice and calm, and help reduce that redness in the skin. So Clarity Milk's great. This is a concentrated milk. You add a little bit of water, emulsified, massage it in the skin, rinse off, and it keeps my skin looking absolutely fresh. So those are the two products I use every evening to remove makeup, to cleanse my skin, and prepare it for my evening skincare routine. In the mornings when I shower, I love using what's called the morning cleanser. The morning cleanser is a very gentle, creamy cleanser with a little bit of enzymes in it that help to not only cleanse your skin and prepare it for your morning routine, but also the enzyme digest any buildup on your skin, keeps the skin clear, keeps the pores clear, and it keeps the dead cell buildup to a minimum as well. So I use this product every morning to prep my skin for my daily skincare routine, and it just is gorgeous on the skin, non-drying. It's got a little bit of chamomile to keep the skin nice and calm. It is just stunning. Use tiny amount. That tube, which is 125ml tube, lasts me 6 months because you only need the size of a small pea. It lasts forever. You emulsify it with water, massage it in, and take it off. It is fabulous. Now, I always use a lotion after my cleansing. Traditionally, people would follow with a toner after cleansing, but toners have kind of fallen out of fashion. They're no longer popular, mainly because toners in the past had alcohol in them, and we know alcohol can be very stripping on the skin. But the Sotheby's lotions are like skin tonics, like a diluted serum that treat the skin. So this particular one I love is anti-aging and brightening. It works on sun damage, pigmentation, aging, and even, you know, for those people that get a little bit of congestion and clogging around the hairline or around the nose, that is really good. It's got prickly pear extract in it that'll help to break down that congestion and help to clear away the buildup. The vitamin C, the niacinamide in this product is anti-aging, brightening, and great for the rosacea. It's nice and calming. It is a very interesting texture. So this is the new product I just topped up and on again. So it's brand new. Very interesting texture. You'll see it is like a milk, right? But as soon as it hits the water and you massage it in, it turns water. So the milky part in it is that hydrating factor. It's quite hydrating on the skin too. And as you use it regularly, then it helps to brighten, soften, and, well, help to prevent the signs of aging. So I absolutely love that. Now, how I use it, I don't use it the traditional way where you put it on a cotton pad and wipe over, because the cleansers are really efficient. They remove all the makeup, balance the skin, pH balance. What this does, it treats and hydrates my skin, and it preps the skin for the penetration of products. That's what I love it. It actually helps enhance product penetration. So that's the main reason I use it, and it just hydrates the skin. The brightening lotion by Sotheby's is fabulous if you want to give that a try. And that's what I use, and I've been using it for many years. Here's a tip. I also use the brightening lotion on my arms and décolleté to help to brighten pigmentation that I got over the years in Australia. After cleansing, I just apply the brightening lotion on my arms, hands, and décolleté to keep it brighter looking. So that's my cleansing and lotion. So next, I would be applying a serum. I do use different serums. I love serums. Serums are products that will help to give you a more dramatic, more intense result, but they do take time to work. There are other products you can use, which I'll cover a little bit later, that give you that instant result. And I've got some really good products to show you. But with serums, they work deeper, more dramatic results. And if you continue using them, you have long-term results. I know a lot of people can't afford to have a big skincare routine like I do. You don't have to. If you are looking for a basic skincare routine, cleanse, lotion, moisturize, sunscreen is essentially what you need to maintain your skin and keep it looking fresh. However, if you're fighting signs of aging, if you want to reduce pigmentation, if you want to soften up those lines, Or if you've got rosacea or acne, you will need to introduce a serum at the very least into your skincare routine. So I'll show you the serum I've just finished because we're coming out of winter. I have been using the Hydra 4 Hydrating Serum on my skin underneath my moisturizer. The Hydra 4 Serum is like nothing else on the market. It is the best hydrating hyaluronic acid-based serum I have ever used. And my clients say it's the best and they keep coming back. It's one of our top sellers. Hydra 4 has a micro hyaluronic acid that penetrates deep into the skin. See, what a lot of people don't understand is when they buy hyaluronic acid serums on the market, they're generally made with a large hyaluronic acid molecule, whereas this one's got the small micromolecule hyaluronic acid that gets deep and delivers that moisture deep into the skin where your new baby cells need it. And as they come to the surface, they're lovely and hydrated. So that's a go-to for me in wintertime to keep my skin glowing, soft, and youthful looking. However, now as we're going into summer, my skin has changed over the couple of years. In the last couple of years, it's gone a little bit drier, and I just feel like I need to replace fatty acids in my skin at the moment. I have been undergoing some professional treatments such as fractional RF, LED, and so on, peels, and sometimes you need to replenish the fatty acids and the ceramides after these treatments to keep your skin feeling great and, of course, repair that barrier. So I am now switching for my daytime serum to the Reconstructive Youth Serum by Sodis. This serum is amazing, absolutely amazing. Very different to a lot of the serums. A lot of the serums are water-based. This one is actually oil-based. So it's like a rich, creamy serum that goes on the skin. I use it all over my face and I use it around my eye area, use it on the forehead, all the signs where I experience wrinkles and aging. It is based on argan oil, which is fabulous for anti-aging. The Moroccan women have been using it for years to help reduce the signs of sun damage and wrinkles. It has evening primrose oil, which is great on an aging skin. These oils are very rich in omega, fatty acids, ceramides that help to replenish that dry skin. It also is a multivitamin serum, so it's got vitamin E and A, vitamin A, which is very important for anti-aging as well. And E is an antioxidant, great for managing UV-induced free radical damage in the skin, which is why I've chosen this one for daytime. Now, why I love it is because it has that rich factor to it. It gives the skin a beautiful glow. Whenever I go out or whenever I meet new clients, they go, your skin is just glowing. Well, that's my secret here. That's amazing, absolutely amazing. So this is a serum that I've just purchased that I'll be adding to my skincare routine, protecting my skin during summer from the UV damage. Also, I'll show you this product that I love. It's called BX Wrinkle Corrector. The BX Wrinkle Corrector is a specific serum, and I would be using it underneath this. So it's a specific serum that targets wrinkles. So you would use the dispenser, press it on the areas where you've got wrinkles and massage it really well in. It's based on peptides. Peptides are king of anti-aging ingredients. They're cell-communicating ingredients that help to reduce the signs of fine lines and wrinkles by reducing the amount of contraction or the strength of the contraction of your muscle. Now, the thing is with this one, it does take time to kick in. So if you go out and have wrinkle injections, they take about a week to kick in, right? But if you use this, it takes about 30 days to kick in, and you need to use it morning and night to see a result. And you get about 70% result of what you would get with a injectable. So this is great for people who want to extend the life of the injectables, or if you really don't like needles, and like me, I don't at the moment. I have done it in the past, but right now I don't do Botox or fillers, and I just want a cosmetic answer to help to target the wrinkles and fine lines. So this is a product I use. I use it around the crow's feet, my forehead, and around my lips to keep the wrinkles soft. So absolutely love that. Highly recommend that one as well. Now, for my nighttime serums, this is when things become a little bit more active. So I've just finished, and as you can see, I've only got a couple left. This is vitamin C capsules. They are high potency, 20% vitamin C, pure ascorbic acid serum. And this is why they come in a little capsule just like that, because it keeps it nice and potent and fresh. You need to use it up, all of it. You can't use half in the morning, half later, or half the next night, because it will deactivate. Pure ascorbic vitamin C deactivates very quickly when it's exposed to oxygen, to light and heat. So this is why the serum is protected in the individual capsule. And when you put it on, when you haven't used vitamin C before, it is quite prickly. Now, ascorbic acid at 20% is a high potency anti-aging ingredient to target collagen elastin production, lines and wrinkles, and target pigmentation to reduce pigmentation. So not every skin likes high potency vitamin C. And I've got another answer for you if you need something more softer and gentler. And some people don't like vitamin C at all. They prefer the retinol, which I'll cover in a moment. But my skin, I'm really lucky. I can tolerate vitamin C and retinol. But you know what? I look after my skin. I really, really look after my skin. So I build up resistance and resilience so that I can do more active treatments on my skin. So I'm just about finished with this one. I use this over the winter period to help build collagen, firm up my skin, and help to target pigmentation. But I'll tell you what, with this, because I do take it quite close around the crow's feet, the results are amazing. And I should have taken before and after, and I'll do that next winter. The softening on those lines and wrinkles was incredible. I absolutely love it. Now, they do recommend that you would use this for the 60-day period. There's 60 capsules in the jar. Use it for 60 days and then have a break. And also going into warmer weather, I'll probably want to go for something lighter. So this is what I've just purchased. This is the Ultra C Dermo Booster, which is used nightly. The Ultra C Dermo Booster have two derivatives of vitamin C that are gentler on the skin. They don't irritate the skin. I've never had anybody break out or get stinging or anything with this vitamin C. They do say, too, that when you first start using it, mix into your night cream when you first start using vitamin C. And that goes both for the capsules and this one. The cream will act as a bit of a buffer, allow your skin the time to get used to the vitamin C therapy. And then over time, after 2 weeks or so, then you can start applying directly to the skin. My skin is very resilient, is very well looked after. So I was able to go straight directly onto the skin with this one, especially coming back from the capsules. So I'm going to be using this nightly over the summer period season to help boost collagen production, target pigmentation, and neutralize free radical damage in the skin. It has transformed my skin. Vitamin C is probably one of the ingredients that most people can use and introduce into their skincare routine, depending on the formula. If your skin is sensitive, look for something that's a little bit more gentle. It has a derivative vitamin C that's not as harsh as the ascorbic acid can be on the skin on some people, but it certainly gives a really good result. So absolutely love the vitamin C. Now, speaking about dermal boosters, I'll tell you what else I have. I'm very mindful of my skin. I listen to my skin, what it's telling me, what it needs. So I actually have all the four dermal boosters at home. I have the Glycelec dermal booster. So the Glycelec dermal booster is fabulous if your skin needs a peel and you don't have the time to go to the salon to do a peel. I would use this once a week, once a fortnight, during the times when our skin feels a little bit dull, it needs a pick-me-up, the pores are a little bit dilated, I feel like the skin needs exfoliation, I would use the Glycelec Dermo Booster. You mix it into your night cream and leave it on overnight. So it's a gentle peel that works on your skin overnight as you sleep. It is also great at targeting pustular pimples. You can apply a moisturizer at night after cleansing, apply the Glycelec Dermo Booster to the pussy pimple, it'll dry it up overnight. My daughters have been using it and the results are amazing. It dries up into a crust and then it just falls off in the shower. Fabulous. Also great on milia. I've seen people apply it at night with a little cotton tip after moisturizing with a cotton tip applied to the milia. 10 days later, it falls off. The milia just come off. It's amazing. precaution with a Dumo Booster is anything with a red band, you need to read the instructions and talk to your beauty therapist where you purchase these products, because there are some people who can't use it. So, for example, this has salicylic acid in it, and salicylic acid can't be used by people who are allergic to aspirin or they're pregnant. Glycolic acid also, there's 10% salicylic acid, 2% in this formula. So I use it as my fortnightly peel, at-home peel that I do. And of course, I do peels with my beauty therapist as well. But this is for the times in between my professional treatments when I need to give my skin a lift. Now, Lactic Derma Booster is one that I use more frequently. So mostly I'll be using my vitamin C, but every other night I might swap it over to the Lactic Derma Booster. So the Lactic Derma Booster has 10% lactic acid in it plus niacinamide. This is why I love it. Niacinamide is a great anti-aging ingredient, helps to brighten pigmentation. And the lactic helps to stimulate ceramides, which hydrate the skin and refine lines, wrinkles, and open pores. So this is just skin transforming Derma Booster. Absolutely love it. And it lasts forever because you would use one pump, mix it into the night cream, and I use it every other night. So this is why I have so many products, because they last me forever as I'm switching and swapping them over. Now, look, like I said, I understand some people can't afford all this. So I will make a video on a simple skincare routine that will look after your skin. So if you're interested in that, pop that in the comments below. Now, the retinol, of course, any serious anti-aging skincare routine should include vitamin A retinol. It is clinically proven. There's many studies backing up the research that this actually does really work on sun damage, aging, pigmentation, lines and wrinkles. And where it differs is that it's not just the supporting ingredient that helps to boost collagen production or refine the skin. This actually helps to reverse some of the damage that your skin has sustained over the years. So retinol is a rejuvenating ingredient where your skin is prematurely aged, right? So if you're 80, we're not going to turn you into a 20-year-old again with this. That's not how it works. And of course, if you're in your 50s and you want a younger looking skin, it can certainly take off a few years. Absolutely love it. So I'll swap these out. I would use vitamin C one night. I would use the lactic Derma Boost another night, retinol another night. I actually alternate them for best results. That is the way I love it. People would say, oh, how could you have so many products? I don't do certain things that other people do. It's just priorities. For me, I'm in the industry. I coach people about the skin. I've got to look after my skin, right? So I don't do coffee, right? I don't go out and buy coffee. I know friends who go buy coffee, cost $5 to $10 each day. That's, you know, between $50 to $100 each week that they spend on coffee. I don't do coffee. I invest that into skincare instead. I don't buy expensive shoes. I don't buy expensive bags. I rather invest it back into my skin. Eye care products. Eye care is really important. And when I was first training as a beauty therapist in college, the tutor, who was an amazing beauty therapist who had great success with skin, she opened up a college and she taught us. And I was 18, 19 when I did my beauty therapy course. Her advice was, whatever comes in your life, make sure that you have an eye cream and a sunscreen. Those two things will keep your skin looking younger. So do you really need a separate eye cream? So I use the Radiance eye cream around the eyes. So eye creams are particularly designed for the delicate eye area. They're tested, ophthalmologically tested. Well, anyway, the eye creams by Sodis are ophthalmologically tested to make sure they're safe for contact lens wearers and also safe on people with sensitive eyes. So it has to be a separate product. Like, for example, the night cream I'll go through would not be appropriate around the eye area, right? Because it has actives in it. So the eye creams are specifically designed for the delicate eye area. The skin is thinner, so it has to be a more finer cream to help penetrate. And it has actives in it that specifically target the lines and wrinkles. This one also has ingredients that looks after the puffiness some people get or the dark shadows under the eyes. So can you see that it's a more specific product that addresses the specific concerns around the eye? And it's fabulous. It's got ingredient in that it helps to diffuse wrinkles, that as a light hits the skin, it has a slight diffusing effect to help to blur the wrinkles a little bit. It's got blue light protection. So if you're working with a computer screen all day or on your phone all day, it actually has the blue light protection there too to help reduce the free radicals that can be caused by blue light. So the Radiance Eye Cream is great. It's not too rich. It's not too light. It's just in between. It's fabulous. I also have the Anti-Puffiness Roll-On. Anti-Puffiness Roll-On has metal balls and they're really cool on the skin. So they help to massage away puffiness, fluid buildup in the skin and deposit a really light gel, cool gel on the skin. Now, the beauty of this is that once you've popped the gel on, leave it on for a few minutes before you put your eye cream on. And as it works, it tightens and helps to tighten and reduce the puffiness under the eyes. I keep that in my cupboard for emergencies. If I've had a little bit too much wine or if I've been crying the night before or for some reason, you know, I've slept on my stomach and I wake up all puffy, this is my go-to in the morning to use under my eye cream to get rid of that puffiness. And it gets rid of puffiness after 1 hour, 1 hour to get rid of puffiness. So that's a go-to for me. So the other product I have is the Eyelid Lifting Serum. So this is really appropriate for women when they notice, or men, when you start noticing the eyelids. When I turned 40, that's when I started to notice the eyelid area start to thin and sag. So this is the answer for women who find they get really puffy on the top eyelids or it's starting to sag and drop. And it's a specific serum that you apply under your eye cream, massage it really well in, and it'll help to tighten and firm that area. So it's got peptides in it to boost collagen, elastin, and it has an ingredient in there that helps to immediately tighten. People that I've prescribed this to generally find best results after 30 days of use. So give it time to work. A lot of serums, like I said, they take time to work, so be patient, but the results are amazing. And if you want fuller, plumper lips, then there's the lip plumping serum. So this is a specific serum that I would use on the lip area. And I've seen people take before and after photos, even after 10 minutes. The results are incredible. Amazing. So if you've got thinner lips that get all wrinkly, massaging that well in before you apply your lipstick or just on its own because it's really hydrating. It's got hyaluronic acid to plump it out. Non-irritating ingredients. You know, there is a lot of lip plumping serums out there that they put ingredients in there to irritate your skin, to then make the skin swell temporarily to make it look like your lips are fuller. This works more long-term with peptides and hyaluronic acid to give you a more long-term result. And after 30 days, and we've seen after 2 months, the results are amazing. You can see the difference in the lip fullness, both front on and side on. Incredible results. So these are the two auxiliary products to my skincare routine. Again, it's a product you would use if that is what you want to target. That's your main concern, right? So let's talk about the moisturizers I use. Okay, I've just finished using the Depolluting Youth Cream and the Depolluting Essence. I actually purchased these products back in April because in May, I went overseas on a 1 month trip. I went to Egypt, Jordan, and Greece, and I wanted products that would multitask for me, look after my skin while I'm overseas, and particularly protect my skin from free radicals, pollution, and damage. So the Depolluting Youth Cream can be used morning and night, so I wanted something simple. I was away for a month, so minis were not quite enough to cover me, so I needed to take the full-size product, but I can use it morning and night, and it protected my skin from the pollution and also helped to detoxify the skin from the pollution. It's got anti-inflammatory ingredients that keep the skin calm, great if you have rosacea. And then I would use this serum here morning and night, in the morning on top of my moisturizer to act as a shield against the pollution, and at night under my moisturizer to detoxify my skin and to hydrate. It's a gorgeous serum that's based on hyaluronic acid, and it plumps out, hydrates the skin, plus it's got the marshmallow extract in it that helps to pull that pollution out of the skin. It helps to detoxify. Oh, and it's so light and fresh, and just your skin feels clean when you use these products. So these I've just finished. Oh, there was one other product I took with me, and I restocked because we're going into summer season. So I took this with me, which was a night cream. Now, I didn't use it every night. I would use it when we were out all day. And it's called the Anti-Aging After Sun Cream. This has ingredients in it that help to neutralize free radicals from the sun damage that you experience when you're outdoors all day. Calming and soothing and nourishing ingredients. So I would use that at night. Beautiful cream. You're going to love this one. Great summer option. So I restocked it for summer. So if I'm going out and about for the day, I know what I'm going to go to at night. The day cream I'm just now transitioning to, so I'll just open it up for you, is the Restructuring Youth Cream. So this is from the Pro Youth range in Sodis. Oh, not the back, the front. Stunning. Stunning. If you are after high quality moisturizers that feel like silk on the skin and give a result, this is amazing. Now, I've chosen Restructuring because I really want to target collagen in my skin, firm up the skin. I'm noticing I've lost a little bit of weight. Actually, I've lost like almost 13 kilos in the last 6 months or so, and I need to firm that skin up. By the way, if you want to know my secrets to how I lost the weight, pop in the comments below and I might just do a video on that. So when you open this up, it has a lid to protect the cream from oxidizing. Comes with a cute little spatula as well. So your spatula, so you can take a little bit of the cream and pop it on. So this is my day cream. So during the day, I want to protect the skin from free radical damage. I want to boost collagen, plump out fine lines and wrinkles. And over time, as I'm using this cream, it'll help to firm the skin. It works on both collagen and elastin, but particularly on the collagen. And that's through the peptides it has. Oh, the cream, it is stunning. Now, it feels rich. So if you need something lighter, if you've got more combination skin, we have the Firming Youth Cream. Comes in two textures. It has a lighter texture for combination skin and a rich texture for more dry skin types. But the Firming Youth Cream targets elastin. It's got peptides in it. It's got ingredients to help target dark spots and aging in the skin. So that would be your better option if you're a little bit younger, 30s to 40s, and you want to target aging, but you want something lighter. Sodis has the answer for you. Okay, and night cream. I'm switching to the Noctuelle night cream. This night cream has too many ingredients to talk about. I mean, it is such a elegant, ingredient-rich night cream. It is incredible. Now, first of all, the first thing you will notice when you open it up, it has incredible fragrance. Now, the fragrance is based on aromatherapy and aromacology. Aromatherapy is when you use aromatherapy oils that help to affect the mood. And they were selected specifically to help you relax and have a better sleep overnight. The aromacology is the effect of how aromatherapy affects your behavior. So interestingly, as soon as I open it up and after a while I've been using it, it signals to me that it's time for bed. It helps to relax me. I'm going to bed. So I always use this just before bedtime. It has ingredients to boost collagen production, repair the barrier. It has a little bit of grafted glycolic acid in it that help to micro exfoliate your skin overnight as you're sleeping for a smoother and brighter complexion. So targets open pores, wrinkles, and even scarring. So this is something I would recommend to clients if they're looking at treating scarring, because typically a lot of the ingredients we use to boost collagen production for anti-aging effect also help with the scarring. So that is the night cream I'm using. It is just stunning, really high quality, beautiful, silky, and it has a slightly rich feel. So your skin needs that at night. Did you know that as you sleep at night, your skin has a lot of blood flow going to it, particularly between the hours of 11 p.m. and 3 a.m., you have increased blood flow to your skin. So that means the skin will heat up and is more prone to losing moisture. It dehydrates easily. So that's why typically night creams are of that richer texture to help to keep that moisture in your skin so you don't get dehydrated. Weekly routine, we need to talk about that. And then I'll move on to some specialized products I use when I do have my microneedling, fractional RF or peels, that professional peels done, and what I use after that. Every week you should be exfoliating your skin. Now, it depends on your skin type. For me, I find because I use auxiliary products that help to micro-exfoliate as a sleep, I probably only need to use my exfoliant once, maybe twice a week. And my favorite is the Sodis Gommage. The Sodis Gommage is a very unique exfoliant. So it's got no scrub in it. So it's not going to irritate or over-exfoliate your skin. It doesn't have AHAs or enzymes in it. So it's not going to over-exfoliate or irritate your skin. It actually has a really calming, softening action as it exfoliates. So how does it work? You apply, it's like a paste to the skin. So you apply the paste, you massage it into your skin like a mask, right? This one dries in about 2 or 3 minutes. So typically what I do, I would cleanse, lotion, apply my gommage, then I would go and get dressed, come back and roll it off. Or if I'm having a shower and as this dry, I'll jump in the shower, roll it off, and then rinse my skin. It is stunning. It acts like a biological peel. So it has ingredients in it that locks onto the dead cells. And when the product dries and you roll the product off, all the dead cells come off in an even layer. So you get an even peel all over your skin. So that's the gommage. And once it dries, I'll show you how it just rolls off. And in some cases, when I use it on clients in facials, OMG, the buildup that comes off. And yes, it will take off your tan. So if you've spray tan on the face, it will take it off. Next, after I've exfoliated my skin once or twice a week, I would use, and I just stocked up on this as well. It's called Descoquem Forte Microderm. What this product is, it's like a gentle enzyme peel you can use on your skin once to three times a week, depending what you're treating. Now, I only use it once a week because I'm using other products to help my skin. This will just get into the pores. You need two enzymes that actually get in the pores and deep clean your pores. Very unique product. It works differently to cleansers and exfoliants because they work on the surface. Cleanser to remove dirt and makeup, the exfoliant to remove dead cells. But this will get in the pores and liquefy the blackheads or the congestion and then bring it to the surface. So it also has salicylic acid in it, 2%. So if you're allergic to aspirin or pregnant, you can't use the product, but we have an alternative in the Sodis range that I recommend to my clients that they can use on the skin. So it's just a gentle enzymes and it's got rice grains in it that gives you a lovely polish on the skin. So the young people absolutely love it. They use it in the shower once or twice a week to target congestion, blackheads, and breakouts. What you need to do is after cleansing in the shower or after you've exfoliated your skin, you apply the product to the skin, mix with water, and then allow it to sit for a few minutes for those enzymes to work to break everything down. And then you simply rinse it off. You use this regularly, you will see a difference in the congestion, the textured open comedones, which are blackheads. You will see a difference with this. So give that a try if that is your issue. So my go-to product when I have a sensitive skin. So in Australia, we go through the sensitive season during spring and autumn. We get it twice in the year. And the go-to product for me, then I swap my serums and sometimes my creams for a sensitive serum, which is the SOS serum that has barrier rebuilding, calming and soothing ingredients that is perfect on skin that is stinging, burning, itching, and it'll help to just calm that skin down and make it more comfortable. So that's my go-to if I ever feel like my skin is feeling irritated or sensitive and I need to give the skin a bit of a break from all the actives as well. Now, after cleansing and exfoliating, I would use a mask. Now, these are the products that give you that instant result, masks. It's funny, there's just a lot of people invest in serums and their creams and other auxiliary products, but they don't use a mask. I don't know why. When we do facials on clients, we always finish a facial with a mask. Even if you've had a microdermabrasion or a peel, they're always put on a mask. Why? Because masks give you that instant result. Now, the one that I particularly use is the Hydra Plumping Mask by Sodis. Now, the Hydra Plumping Mask is a gel mask rich in hyaluronic acid, great for targeting wrinkles, aging, and of course, hydration. So that is a fabulous mask to use on aging skin or if your skin is dehydrated. Lots of antioxidants in it as well. Now, the products I go to when I have clinical treatments in a salon or professional treatments, such as fractional RF, microneedling, microdermabrasion, is the blue range in the Sodis. Now, this range is the products that help to calm, soothe, repair the skin after the skin's gone through trauma. And the treatments that we do in the salons, like microneedling, microdermabrasion, peels, they, we know it's controlled damage we're doing to the skin. It's microtrauma to help stimulate the rejuvenating effect or to help to remove dead cell buildup or help to reduce scarring or wrinkles or brighten that pigmentation, or in the fractional RF to build collagen production. The skin goes quite red after these treatments in a lot of people, particularly me. I can turn almost beetroot with my rosacea. So I need something extra help. And these are the products we recommend. These products I would use for 7 days. So I would stop using everything else in my skincare routine except my cleansers. And I would go to these morning and night. So there's a set of ampules to help to repair damage in the skin. So after microneedling, that's pretty intensive. And these ampules are fantastic. I recommend these. So they're little ampules that come in a box like that. So I would recommend this to clients who had surgery, whether it's skin cancers cut out, and they want to help repair the scar. After the sutures have come out, you can apply the ampule contents to that area to help to heal that scar faster. It is brilliant. I see a big difference when I use these products. So I would use that as a serum. And then over the top, I would use regenerative solution, which I must have left in my bathroom. Oh, I think one of my daughters stole it. So there's another tube that's regenerative solution, which is a gel-based moisturizer or treatment. You can use it as a mask or as a hydrating serum to put on underneath the cream, and then the repair balm. So the repair balm, calming and soothing ingredients, repairing ingredients, plus peptides to help boost collagen production, particularly after treatments that target the collagen production. They want to stimulate collagen production in your skin. So those are the products I switch to when I'm doing professional treatments on my skin or on my clients. And they basically, we call it, they go into downtime. So you stop using all your actives at home. You just use those products to help the repair process, boost collagen production. And then a week later, you can go back to using all your actives. Now the gommage has dried. So I'll just show you if you roll. I don't know if you can see that clearly. Well, I've got a lot of mess coming off my hands. You roll it off like so, and it all comes off. It's come off onto my product here. I've got to wipe it off. But you essentially see what comes off. It's all the dead cells, the product that takes the dead cells off with it. So that's why you need to roll over the sink or in the shower to remove that. Okay, so I think I've covered everything in the skincare category for the face. I did promise I'm going to share with you something that I use that is like a miracle worker on my skin. I absolutely love it. Actually, I've got two products that you're going to really, really love that you can add to your existing skincare routine that will make a huge difference. Firstly, let me talk about this one here. It's the Instant Energizing Corrector. You can use it on its own over the moisturizer to give your skin a lovely glow, or underneath makeup as a primer. Now, what happens is when you use this one, the product that comes out is purple or mauve or lavender colored. But once you massage it in, the spheres that encapsulate mineral pigments break open. The product, you can see it turns. It self-adjusts to your skin and helps to camouflage pigmentation, rosacea, and just give your skin a lovely glow. Now, if you like that tan look, I'm very fair, so the color, but when I put it on the face, it actually blends in into my skin on the face. But you can see how the pigments change. So that's a beautiful product, very popular for those people, for those women or men who don't want to wear foundation, don't want to wear makeup, but they need a hint of color on the skin to give the glow back to the skin. The beauty of this is it helps to protect from pollution and free radical damage. So that's a fabulous product. But drum roll, okay, coming to the product that I absolutely love that is instantly skin transforming is the Complexion Perfector. I've actually done a tutorial on Instagram and Facebook, and I might do it again on YouTube. I haven't actually filmed the video for YouTube, but you can go and check it out where I did a makeup tutorial. And every day I release videos covering different aspects of makeup. Then I did one applying this to the skin. It is brilliant. So what is it? It's a blurring anti-aging product that you can use under the foundation to help to blur open pores and wrinkles and prime the skin. So whenever I'm doing makeovers on clients, I would use this as a primer to help that makeup grip and stay on all day. But it's got anti-aging peptides in it. So if you want to incorporate it into your anti-aging skincare routine, this is amazing. Here's the thing. I use it during the day and I used it before I came on the video to record the video. So I'll get a little bit like so. And then massage it in even over my makeup. I actually take it with me on the road. It's in my purse, so I can do touch-ups during the day that creates a blurring effect on lines and wrinkles. It is a brilliant, like instant result. And the beauty of it is then it will continue to work to boost collagen production as an anti-aging protective ingredient too. Great product. This is, in my books, a must-have in any good anti-aging skincare routine, the Sodis Complexion Perfector, brilliant multitasking product that you will absolutely love. Now, I did prepare also some body products. I'm going to go really quickly because I wanted to keep this video under an hour, very quickly because anti-aging for body is really important. Hand cream is what I've just stocked up on. Hands show signs of aging very, very quickly. So hand cream is really important. Gorgeous hand cream. I keep in my purse. I keep one on my bedside table applied at night. Hydrating body lotion by Sodis. This is great for dry skin, crepiness. You want to really soften that skin. You've got to keep your skin moisturized on your body if you want to keep your elasticity, if you want to keep a nicer, firmer skin. Hydrated skin is more elastic and firmer, right? And this is a really lovely light moisturizer that softens the skin, makes the skin feel like silk. So that's my go-to. But in summer, I absolutely love this one. So this is the Nourishing Body Gel with amber and myrrh. What I love using it in the summer is on the shoulders, décolleté, and on my legs to give it a lovely shimmer. It gives it a lovely glow to the skin. Perfect after spray tanning as well, like the next day you can apply to enhance your spray tan. So when you apply it, it's actually a gel that transforms into an oil on the skin that gives you that beautiful glow. I don't know if you can see that. See that? The shimmer. Stunning, absolutely stunning. My go-to product, particularly before I go to any parties and I'm showing off my shoulders and legs. Fabulous product. Now, in the shower, I would use sandalwood and jasmine shower oil, a product similar to the cleanser that we use on the face. This one is for the body. It is divine, absolutely divine. It has a consistency like an oil when it goes on the skin. You massage it in, and then when you go under the shower, when the water hits the product, it turns to milk and it just rinses off. But it leaves your skin beautiful and soft, hydrated, and delicately scented as well. It's got such a relaxing, grounding, beautiful scent of sandalwood and jasmine. Absolutely love it. Every now and then, particularly in winter, I absolutely love using this. It's a delicious scrub for the body. And I have here sandalwood and jasmine that goes complements with the shower gel. These are beautiful, rich, oil wax-based scrubs that you can use on the body. And oh my God, that's ultimate luxury. I would use to exfoliate my skin on the body to soften up that dry crocodile cracked skin and then rinse off. And the skin feels amazing, like you had a spa treatment. These products are my go-to. Absolutely adore the body spa range in the Sodis. Look, I went traveling overseas and I tried to find something that I love to have something different for a change. I couldn't find anything that treated the skin and left it glowing and soft and hydrated. I just couldn't find anything. These are based on essential oils, a lot of essential oils from plants, herbs, flowers. Sometimes we'll have one that's a limited edition that's based more on fruits, but I'm not a fruit person. When I was younger, I used to use Body Shop. Do you remember Body Shop products? Absolutely loved it, the cucumber cleanser and so on. I kind of went out of that. I don't like fruity tooty things on my face. I prefer the herbal, the floral, more elegant. As I got older, I love the elegant and sophisticated fragrances and essences in the products. Absolutely love it. And then, of course, there is a little spray. Ah, lovely. So this is the Sandalwood and Jasmine Complimentary Spray. You can spritz it in your hair. You can spritz it on the body whenever you want that beautiful scent that'll just get you started for the day. And then finally, here's a last one that I just stocked up because these are quite big. I'll show you. So these ones I use at home. This is a scrub, a nourishing oil-based scrub that I use, and this one is orange and cedarwood, one of our most popular fragrance or scents. It's brand newy. I just got it, but can you see the difference in the sizing? This is for hands and feet, to target hands and feet, but I love the size, and I use it on my body when I'm traveling because it's smaller, it's easier to carry around. Look, the scrub, I've tried it on my body. It's gorgeous as well, based on oils and waxes that keeps your skin looking just gorgeous, silky, soft, smooth. And the scrub feels so satisfying. You get rid of all that rough skin. Absolutely gorgeous. Love this one. So I've just stocked up on it because I'll be traveling coming towards Christmas and so on, and I can pop that into my travel bag. It's a smaller size, so easier product to take with me. Wow, what a session. I hope you enjoyed it. I've covered a lot. That's a haul, right? That is a skincare haul. But like I said, these are the products. Some are for body that I have in the shower, after shower body products, face. I've got day care routine, night care routine. I've got the Dumo boosters that I alternate as I need them. Then I've got the specialist products to target certain aging areas of my face. Now, like I said, you don't have to use all of these. You need to talk to your beauty therapist who will be able to select the right products for your skin. So if you'd like to find out more about these products, the Sodis brand, I would suggest go to the website, I'll link below, where you can find a Sodis stockist near you and book an appointment to get a skin consultation, or just drop in and talk to the beauty therapist who will be able to help you select the right products for your skin. Remember, skincare is self-care. How much products you use on your skin is totally up to your option, right? So the minimums you need to use is cleanse, lotion, moisturize, sunscreen. If you can, introduce an exfoliating program into your weekly routine and introduce at least one serum, whether you use that serum morning and night or whether you use a derma booster at night, perhaps try target that. Gradually build up your skincare routine if you can include an eye cream to target the specific needs around the eyes and the wrinkles around the eyes. And besides that, sunscreen. Sunscreen, so important. Oh my gosh, this is the most important anti-aging cream you can use. It will protect your skin from collagen, elastin degradation due to UV-induced damage, and also help to prevent, of course, hopefully prevent skin cancers. We know as beauty therapists, when we look at somebody's skin, we can tell people who've used sunscreen consistently and those that haven't. It is so clear in the skin, the big difference. And the difference can amount to 10 to 20 years difference in the skin of the same age person. So this is my go-to product that I use for my anti-aging sun care protection, SPF 50 Plus by Manola Health. It's light sunscreen. It goes on beautifully under my makeup, doesn't feel heavy or greasy. It's got a matte finish and it's got antioxidant vitamin E to help to protect the skin from free radicals from UV-induced damage. So I hope you enjoyed this video. If you would like to dive deeper into any specific products or skincare routines, or you have any questions for me, please pop them in the comments below. I am a skincare teacher, educator, so I can dive deep into skin types, skin conditions, cosmetic ingredients, and answer all the questions you have around skincare and beauty. And if you really enjoyed the video, please do me a favor, subscribe, like, and share. This will really help the channel to reach more people to help with their skin. In the meantime, if you'd like to reach out and get in touch with me, check out the notes below where you can reach me on Instagram, Facebook, and also check out my website. Thank you very much. Until next time, have a beautiful day. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and tune in each week for the latest beauty news and trends. If you have any comments or questions, you can connect with me on my Instagram account at Jana Elston. That's JanaElston. You will find the link in my show notes. Until next time, have a beautiful week.